Herman has more on the deal.
From the House, where Speaker Nancy Pelosi handed out ceremonial pens after signing the articles of impeachment.
He did not uphold his oath of office.
To the Senate, where GOP Chief Mitch McConnell pledged the chamber will rise above petty factionalism.
And serve the long-term best interest of our nation.
The stage is now set for just the third presidential impeachment trial in American history. The impeachment articles will be formally delivered today to the Senate chamber, which will be transformed into an impeachment court. Chief Justice John Roberts will swear in senators this afternoon, with opening arguments set for Tuesday. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
That was AP's Sagar Meghani reporting on the Senate impeachment trial. Meanwhile, an associate of President Trump's personal lawyer says the president was aware of a campaign to pressure the Ukrainian government to carry out investigations that would help the president politically. Lev Parmas told MSNBC's Rachel Maddow Mr. Trump, quote, knew exactly what was going on. As I mentioned earlier, China's government is welcoming the Phase 1 trade deal with Washington. Here's VOA's Steve Herman.
Reaching for superlatives to describe Phase 1 of the U.S.-China trade agreement, President Donald Trump termed it the biggest deal anybody's seen.
Ultimately, it's a great deal for both countries, and it's going to also lead to even a more stable peace throughout the world.
While many U.S. industry leaders are praising the agreement, leading Democratic Party members in Congress say it lacks substance and fails to resolve core issues that would truly benefit America's farmers and workers. Steve Herman, VOA News at the White House.
For more on the trade deal or any of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian lawmakers have given their approval Thursday to President Vladimir Putin's choice of Mikhail Mishustin as the country's new prime minister. Reuters' Lauren